A small group of workers laid off from Kimberly's NewPage paper mill and Georgia-Pacific gathered in Green Bay to bring attention to a Bush administration free trade agreement with South Korea. The pact needs congressional approval. Lori Wallach is the director of Public Citizens Global Trade Watch Program.
It's a NAFTA-style agreement with Korea. The U.S. government researchers have found it will create a greater trade deficit, more job losses.
Wallach says Wisconsin has lost 80,000 manufacturing jobs since the inception of NAFTA 15 years ago. Among that number is Dave Beavers, who was laid off when NewPage closed. He says he's tired of hearing about others in the same boat.
Just last week, Chrysler shut down in Kenosha. There were another 500 and some people going out of the state. Their jobs are going to Mexico.
Some blame the closure of NewPage on China's currency manipulation and illegal product dumping. Tom Rutten spoke out against the South Korea deal. He also appears in an ad for Democratic Senator Russ Feingold, who's facing a re-election battle with Republican Ron Johnson, who says he favors free trade.
When you have 30-plus years and you're working for a place that has state-of-the-art equipment and you're putting out a number one product, and you lose your job and it's taken away in a day, it's not right.
Friday, the International Trade Commission ruled that China did break rules by importing coated paper to the U.S. below cost. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.